Lane Basso dropped her purse on the floor, kicked off her shoes, and stalked across her apartment to the kitchen. She opened the refrigerator door and grabbed a beer. The old appliance clanked in protest. Holding the cool bottle to her forehead, she walked over to the couch and dropped onto it, sighing with relief. Three down, two to go. God, she hated looking for a job, especially when it seemed like everyone and their brother was out there doing the same thing. Lane set the bottle on the thrift store maple coffee table, leaned back, and hiked up her skirt, struggling to peel off her pantyhose. It wasn't easy. The oppressive heat and the high humidity was fairly unusual for Seattle, even if it was the middle of August. Didn't matter if she took a shower or not. Once she stepped outside, she was as damp as if she had. Why didn't I just stay at the last job? Lane paused for a moment in her battle for freedom from the polyester and nylon blend. Oh yeah, because you didn't like the creep masquerading as your boss and he ended up on the floor with a broken collarbone when he tried to grope you. A real player. Not only that, but he was a few heads shorter than Lane's 5'10", and she knew from experience that the guy would continue to be on her ass, one way or another, in order to prove himself the alpha dog. A lot of short guys had a chip on their shoulder, except her husband, Frank. Correction, her ex-husband. The marriage hadn't exactly worked out. She made it 4 years. Giving up on her stockings for the moment, she crab-walked back into the kitchen, opened the freezer, and stuck her head in. Too bad her whole body didn't fit.